Let's go to Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster now, to talk about a big change in the Coronation Street world, because Helen Wirth, who plays Gail Platt and has done for the past 50 years, well, she's retiring at the end of the year. So, Scott Bryan, will Corrie be the same without Gail?
I mean, probably not. I mean, I would say that she is very much at the heart of the soap. I mean, she's been on it, of course, for so long now, since 1974, as well as involved in some of the kind of most iconic and most well-known storylines, such as, you know, I think she's had six marriages now. I think she's also been involved in a prison storyline that sort of captivated the nation, along with in a real sort of heart-stopper moment, such as when the car that she was in crashed into a nearby canal. That was in, I think, the early noughties. So it's a bit of an end of an era. I think one of TV's most sort of well-known soap characters, but also one of the longest too. I mean, I can't think of anyone who's been on TV pretty much continuously within a soap for 50 years.
Yeah, and of course, all those six marriages that she had on screen included a serial killer, one of them, is that right?
Yes, I mean, there's been a sketch that's been circulated on social media this morning, which was actually done for Comic Relief. Children in Need, a charity, which was a sketch where she was involved sort of talking about her life along with another a character from a rival soap, EastEnders, and it becomes very much a one-upmanship on who has had the most miserable life. I think when it comes to soap characters, you sort of think to yourself, oh goodness, can I just have a little bit of a break? I mean, she has been involved in sort of quite kind of high stakes storylines. I mean, her departure has been hinted to be something that will be very much high profile and blockbuster heading towards Christmas. But I think it's also the fact that she's just been there sort of very much as part of the TV furniture throughout the last 50 years as well.
And you talk about TV furniture, and of course that furniture is getting moved around, isn't it, in the media landscape, and audiences fragmenting. Is Corrie still the huge draw in the TV evening schedules that it was? How's it doing?
I think it's fair to say that it's fallen from the ratings highs that it has had. I mean, there has been criticism by fans who have been watching it for a number of years, the main criticism that it's become too dark and too macabre and too much dealing with murders rather than kind of the more upbeat storylines that the soap has traditionally been seen by. I think also there's a larger issue in which when we come home from work, if people are working during the day, of course, they tend to now go on to subscription services or maybe catch up on public service broadcasting kind of on demand. And that is where soaps are really affected, because the soaps tend to air during the evening. So if you don't get the next generation of younger viewers to go and watch the soaps in the same way as the generation before them, then it means that just, you know, years down the line, there isn't going to be that regular viewership that these soaps really have relied upon for years and years and years.
All right, it's fascinating stuff. Thank you for talking to us about it. That's Scott Bryan there.